Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, I tell you about my time at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump, the new movie 2,000 Mules, and we talk about the reaction to 2,000 Mules. If you haven't seen it, it's 2000mules.com. It's a game changer. I think you'll really enjoy it. And kind of how they're trying to smear it. So I think you'll enjoy this conversation. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. That is charliekirk.com/support. And look, I want to tell you guys to get involved with Turning Point USA. As you know, Turning Point USA is America's best hope. We're making hope happen at tpusa.com. Our high school and college students are fighting on the front lines for America, for liberty, for freedom, where it matters most. It's tpusa.com, and you can get engaged and get involved. You can start a chapter. And so maybe you are a young woman, and you want to come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit and see Candace Owens and Kaylee McEnany and more. Go to tpusa.com/YWLS. That's tpusa.com/YWLS to come to our Young Women's Leadership Summit. Or maybe you want to come to our Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, where we now have President Donald Trump confirmed in Tampa, Florida in late July. Come to tpusa.com/SAS. That's tpusa.com/SAS to check that out. And just get engaged, get involved, start a high school or college chapter on the front lines. That's tpusa.com, tpusa.com. You can always support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. It was really awesome being at Mar-a-Lago on Wednesday for the airing of 2,000 Mules, the film that is now really circulating around. Now, those of you that listen to our program and listen to it daily, you know we've been talking about 2,000 Mules for quite some time now. From the first time I was actually shown the evidence, and of course we're in the film, which we are very honored to be participating in the film. From the first time we were kind of shown the evidence and shared it with you, we were very specific about the evidence that was provided and the implications of what the evidence actually shows. And now this is kind of the number one topic right now in the conservative movement. Believe it or not, the 2,000 Mules topic is actually temporarily a bigger topic than the topic of Roe v. Wade. I'm not saying it's more important, and that's not my argument, but there is this drive, there is this momentum right now for the conservative base to kind of finish the case for the 2020 election. So I had an opportunity to speak to a reporter, and she was actually a very nice person for a mainstream media publication. Now, if I told you the publication, you would know it, but we were off the record, and unlike the left, I actually want to honor off the record for both of us. So she was off the I was off the record. I don't know if she would consider herself to be off the record, but I'm not going to say who this was. We had a nice conversation, and I looked at her very plainly. I said, when you watch this movie, you're going to be blown away by the evidence. And she was like, oh, come on, I've heard all this stuff before. Like, and I walked through, I said, no, you don't understand. Geo-tracking technology, I said, when you see videos of people coming out of the cars with piles of ballots at 3:30 in the morning, and do you know what she said? She said, but that's not illegal, is it? I said, you're a national politics reporter for one of the largest things. Of course it's illegal. You can't ballot harvest in Georgia. You can't ballot harvest in Arizona. You're only able to maybe do it for a week in Pennsylvania, and then the court overturned it. I was just blown away by the media hasn't even done an inch of investigation into this. And it just goes to show by just kind of how they have no literacy. There might be a better word for that. But they really have no understanding, I suppose is a good filler term, of any of the laws or the technicalities around it. But if you were to ask kind of did Donald Trump break federal election law – yeah, no grasp. Thank you, Connor. That's exactly right. No grasp. if Donald Trump break federal election law for some phone call in Fulton, Georgia, like every political reporter will be able to tell you what criminal code he violated, what, you know, how he was breaking precedent for calling some person in Georgia, even though he did nothing wrong in that whole thing. But if you were to say, hey, don't you find it suspicious that people were going from one ballot drop box to the other with piles of ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning? We could prove it through cell phone ping technology and pair it up with videos. Isn't that even the least bit compelling? So then the new narrative is, well, it wasn't enough to turn the election. And then I always say, well, which election? Do you mean Senator David Perdue's election, where he basically avoided – he could have avoided a runoff by like 2,000 votes, because it was more than enough for that. But how about just the election for the presidential election in Georgia and Arizona that was decided by 9,000 votes in Georgia and about 11,000 votes in Arizona, more or less, approximations. And so when you actually dive into it, it's actually more than enough. Now, the other argument – now, if you type in 2,000 mules, the media is finally starting to cover it a little bit. They tried a full blackout strategy. They don't want to talk about it. Now, this is my favorite one. This is the Mercury News, fact-checking 2,000 mules, the movie alleging ballot fraud. True the Vote makes false assumptions based on phone tracking data from the Associated Press. A film opening in hundreds of theaters across America this week uses a flawed analysis of cell phone location data and ballot drop box surveillance footage to cast doubt on the election. Well, how's it flawed? They don't say how it's flawed. Praised by Donald Trump as exposing a great election fraud, the movie called 2,000 Mules paints an ominous picture suggesting Democrats-aligned ballot mules were supposedly paid to illegally collect and drop off ballots. They were. You see it in the movie. They have a mule that admits it in the movie. But that's based on faulty assumptions, anonymous accounts, and improper analysis of cell phone location data, which is not precise enough to confirm that somebody deposited a ballot into a drop box. Wait a second. Associated Press, did you not see you not believing your lying eyes of videos of people going up to drop boxes with ballots? The full ministry of truth, full court press here is just extraordinary. The Associated Press continues, the movie was produced by conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and uses research from the Texas-based True the Vote, which has spent months lobbying states to use its findings to change voter laws. Here's a closer look at the facts. Claim, at least 2,000 mules were paid to illegally collect ballots and deliver them to drop boxes in key swing states. Facts, True the Vote didn't prove this. The finding is based on a false assumption about the precision. No, that's not true. These people are so dishonest. I wish I could talk about them and film our discussion with them. They did not say it convincingly. They said, why on earth otherwise would they be taking pictures of all the ballots one by one when they're dropping them into the ballot drop box? Quote, ballot harvesting is a pejorative term, the Associated Press says, for dropping off completed ballots for people besides yourself. The practice is legal in several states, but largely illegal in states True the Vote focused on. No, I'm sorry. It's illegal in Georgia, Associated Press, you dishonest hacks. You understand the damage the media does when they write stuff like this? True the Vote has said that it has found 2,000 ballot harvesters by purchasing $2 million worth of anonymized cell phone geolocation data. The pings that track a person's location based on app activity in various swing counties across five states. Then by drawing a virtual boundary around a county's ballot drop boxes and various unnamed nonprofits, it identified cell phones that repeatedly went near in both the 2020 election. If a cell phone went near a drop box more than 10 times and a nonprofit more than 5 times from October 1st to Election Day, True the Vote assumed that owner was a mule. No, they assumed it if they were able to pair it up with a video. The group's claim of paid ballot harvesting scheme are supported in the film only by one identified whistleblower. I'm sorry, I thought one whistleblower was enough to try to impeach a president. So this is what they say, the Associated Press. Well, there was only one unidentified whistleblower, said to be from San Luis, Arizona, who said she saw people picking up what she assumed to be payments for ballot collection. The film contains no evidence of such payments. That's not true. There's evidence. Why on earth would you take pictures of ballots one after the other at 3:15 in the morning when you drop them off wearing latex gloves, and after you drop the ballots off, you take off your latex gloves and throw them in the garbage? Why would you do that? The Associated Press and the activist media went from a full blackout strategy to now a full smear strategy. Who wrote this piece, by the way? Oh, it's by Allie Swenson, some dishonest activist. I'm sure Allie Swenson has a Twitter. We should tweet at her and challenge her to come on the program. This Associated Press article is so dishonest, covering 2,000 mules. So they wanted to try to black out. They wanted not to, like, it's not happening. And now they have no choice, because it is going to be the number one movie in America right now. There's advertisements everywhere. People are talking about it. and they're unable to cover it up. So the kind of launch of the 2000 Mules movie has now been so successful that the kind of guardians of the narrative, if you will, the people that think that they are in charge of what you are allowed to think and what you're allowed to believe, they are now trying to scramble to just smear and trying to slander the entire film. Now, if you watch the film, which everybody should, and it's the number 2000mules.com, you'll be able to watch it on rumble.com as well. Not exactly sure where. I think it's going to be, we got to work with Rumble to figure that out. 2000mules.com and rumble.com. I believe it'll be a locals tab on Dinesh's page. I don't know, but Rumble is going to be one of the exclusive partners for that. Also, salemnow.com, you'll be able to watch it, and in addition to the virtual premiere, which will be happening in Vegas tomorrow. Let's go to Cut 78. It's a super cut of the movie trail, and you will see, so the Associated Press says, well, there's no evidence. I mean, come on, there's not like there's anything wrong with it. No, you have video after video after video of federal and state crimes being committed, and the Associated Press doesn't mention that in their story at all. Let's play Cut 78.
With Greg Phillips. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. But Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
Person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma out walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputations. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
And in no shape, in no way, in no time is that legal.
This is organized crime.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't we all vote at 1 o'clock in the morning?
On one night, this person, this mule, went across six counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican mafia, seriously, because they work like that.
That's just a small taste. And yet now the media is trying to misrepresent it and slander it. My favorite is how the Associated Press says, alleged ballot harvesters were captured on surveillance video wearing gloves because they didn't want to leave fingerprints on the ballots. The Associated Press, this is pure speculation. It ignores far more likely reasons for glove wearing in the fall and winter 2020, cold weather, COVID-19. Okay, it's Associated Press. Who is this person? Allie Swenson. Why'd they take the gloves off then after they put the ballots in the drop box? Why'd they do that? If it was all about COVID, does COVID magically stop existing as soon as you put the ballots in the drop box at 4 o'clock in the morning? The Associated Press and the media, they are nervous that this video, that this movie is going to have a serious impact. Big tech is monitoring, censoring, mining, and selling your online information. And SquadPod is the solution. 100% U.S. programmed, owned and operated, SquadPod is a convenient all-in-one application supporting your private connection with others of your choice. Safety brings together your friends, family, team, club business, or congregation with SquadPod's chat, document sharing, discussion, and televideo capabilities. The SquadPod application is encrypted, protecting your communications and content without annoying advertisements. They do not censor, mine, profile, or sell your information. I have gotten to know the SquadPod team quite well, and they are true patriots of the mission of dedicating themselves to your privacy, safety, and freedom of speech. Join myself and other organizations such as Turning Point USA, nonprofits, and churches by adopting SquadPod as your collaboration platform. Take back control of your privacy by visiting squadpod.com/Charlie. That is squadpod.com/Charlie. So I was talking to a guy and he said, Charlie, you know, I don't like the fact that we keep on talking about the 2020 election and we got to move on. So what if they had the mule thing? They paid criminal operatives. It's not a big deal. And I said, okay. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. And then about 10 seconds later, kind of the conversation, you know, we were having a meal and kind of the waiter comes and then he turns to me and says, so how do you think we're going to do in November? And I said, I don't know. It depends if we can fix the 2020 election, make sure it doesn't happen again. And he's like, well, we have to move on from the 2020 election. I said, well, what's going to prevent them from trying to put forward another COVID declaration emergency and having ballots going every direction and scooping up those ballots and trafficking them? They're directly related. Now, I think there is there's a temptation. There's a urge to want to kind of be above it all, right? Like, oh, okay, they were putting ballots in every direction and they were trying to undercut our core institutions. But come on, we're better people than this or something like that. I think that there's a phrase that I'm trying to pinpoint here. There's like a desire to be accepted by wanting to say, oh, everything was perfectly fine at the 2020 election. So I'm going to openly invite this person, Allie Swenson. Is that who this is from the Associated Press? She has an open invite. She probably won't come, obviously. Allie Swenson. Oh, she's a young person. Interesting. Oh, I think she lives in Phoenix. No kidding. Of course she does. Yeah, she wrote in the Phoenix New Times. That tells you everything you need to know. From Allie Swenson, reporter for the Associated Press. Oh, she's a fact checker, too. These fact checkers have so much power over our discourse. Oh, she's in New York now. She used to be, I guess, out west. Yeah, I invite her on I'd love to talk to her at any time. So Allie Swenson, explain to me this. She says that, okay, I want to make sure I get her words right. I always want to be precise. She says this, quote, we have the glove one. Is that right? We do? Okay, so she addresses the glove ones. Claim, alleged ballot harvesters were captured on surveillance video wearing gloves because they didn't want to leave fingerprints on the ballots. So she thinks it's because, well, it's pure speculation. It's far more likely the glove wearing in the video is because of cold weather or COVID-19. Okay, they weren't mittens. They were like latex gloves as if you were about to operate on somebody. Well, look at this video. Cut 80 is someone coming out of their car, and as soon as they put the ballots in the drop box, again, plural ballots against the law, felony, She throws the gloves in the garbage can. That's weird. Play cut 80. There she is. Oh, and the gloves go in the garbage can. Ballots in. Gloves go in. It's obviously not because of COVID or because of the cold weather, Allie Swenson from the Associated Press. Quote, claim, if this is one of my favorite ones of the whole thing. Because she goes through all the claims and she doesn't debunk any of it, by the way, this fact checker for the Associated Press. And they're not even sending their best fact checkers. It's like a teenager who's checking this. She doesn't know what she's doing. Because they don't want to over-validate Dinesh's film. They haven't mobilized their top smear artists yet. They haven't brought in the New Yorker. They haven't brought in all these other people. They're just trying to defray the advance on the fringes. It's kind of very similar to in the movie 300, where they don't send their best warriors at first. They just kind of send what they can, it's kind of expedient. Now, of course, on December 23rd, 2020, there was a huge bust of people ballot harvesting and ballot trafficking, I should say, using fingerprints. After that, everyone starts to show up with gloves on. The Associated Press doesn't mention any of that. Let's go to another piece of sound here. Let's go to cut 79. We don't need any audio on this. I can narrate it. The Associated Press does not mention once in their article about 2,000 mules, does not mention once that we have videos of people actually committing felonies in the film, and these people have not been arrested. Why doesn't the Associated Press mention that? But you could start to see that there is kind of this combination of forces trying to delegitimize this movie. This is what I love. This is part of Associated Press's effort to address widely shared misinformation, including work with outside companies and organizations to add factual context to misleading content that is circulating online. Well, the Associated Press itself is a misinformation, disinformation operation. How about this one? There's no evidence that a massive ballot harvesting scheme dumped a large amount of votes for one candidate into drop boxes. And if there were, it would likely be caught quickly, according to Derek Mueller. Now, tell me why, Derek Mueller, law professor at the University of Iowa. You're welcome on my show. These people never talk to us, ever. Man, this gets me so animated. quote, once you get just a few people involved, people start to reveal the scheme because it unravels pretty quickly. Oh, really? People start to reveal a scheme? Explain to me who's actually revealed the scheme of child sex trafficking in your local urban area. How about the trafficking of drugs? How about this one? This you understand the idiocy that someone must believe? Derek Mueller from the law professor of University of Iowa. Once you get a few people involved, people start to reveal the scheme because it unravels pretty quickly. Who revealed the scheme of Epstein? A lot of powerful people involved in that. Derek Mueller, good-for-nothing law professor at University of Iowa. Absentee ballots are verified by signatures and tracked closely, often with an option. No, they're not. Okay, first of all, the signature threshold in Georgia was totally relaxed, often with an option for voters themselves to see where their ballots is given at any time. This process safeguards anyone who tries to illegally cast extra ballots. They're not casting extra ballots. They're picking up errant ballots because they sent out 1.4 million ballots in Georgia when they used to send out 248,000 ballots. This guy, Barry Burden, a University of Wisconsin political science professor and director of the Election Research Project, says, quote, it seems impossible in that system for a nefarious actor to dump lots of ballots that were never requested by voters and were never issued by election officials. Okay, Barry Burden, you understand that millions of ballots, not millions, but tons of ballots were sent out in Georgia that were not requested. In fact, when I went to Georgia for the runoff and there was a group of 500 people there and I asked the room, I said, how many of you received more than five ballots you didn't request? Almost every hand goes up. Five ballots. But according to see, this is the problem with these quote unquote experts. This is how these stories are formed. You have these well-paid Democrat operatives that are on nonprofit payroll to try to defend this sort of regime and this sort of broken election system that have actually never been in the grassroots, nor do they actually care. Because for them, if the election system is actually exposed, it's not a good thing for them. It isn't. If all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, you could have a criminal enterprise. My favorite argument I get from reporters when I talk to them is, well, who would do such a thing? I don't know. People rape children all the time. People do bad things, okay? And you're trying to tell me that you couldn't get a bunch of criminals to pay them to go pick up pieces of paper, fill them in, and go put them in a box? That's easy compared to narco drug trafficking, okay? I love it. Who would do such a thing? Oh, come on. Our better angels would prevail. You called Donald Trump a Nazi for 4 years, and you're trying to tell me you wouldn't cheat? I would cheat if I thought the president of the United States was Hitler. I would. Of course you would. I would cheat in an election. If I thought that the president of the United States was actually Hitler, of course you would. But he's not. Not even close. It's the opposite, actually. But the point is that they were so convinced, and that's part of the kind of Operation Mockingbird propaganda they had to put forward, is that if they're able to convince people that Donald Trump is truly that evil, which they were, a lot of people, then they would go to any length whatsoever to try to get rid of him. You could justify any moral behavior. You could be like, well, I might be cheating with these ballots here, but I'm getting rid of the fewer or whatever, whatever sort of insane talking point MSNBC is putting forward. So you're seeing a lot of this kind of smear campaign here. And I know a lot. I mean, I'm getting messages from all across the country of people because we're in the film and we're honored for that. And Connor actually messaged me when he watched it in the movie theater. In fact, I want to see what Connor sent. It's actually great. I'm going to read it online. Okay, that's what he says. So, again, I was so busy traveling, helping J.D. Vance and all this, and Connor comes out of nowhere. He said, OMG, they actually stole the election. He says, I'm not going to say this on air. He says, those people stole this election. Holy hell. That's what producer Connor said. And he said, Dinesh and Deb and Catherine and Greg better have world-class security. That's right. And then Connor says, as he sees the movie, quote, this is astonishing. I'm sick to my stomach. This is Connor, who, by the way, is kind of in the weeds of all this every single day. Like, he's seen the evidence. He's seen all this. And then once he kind of sees it in cinematic form, he's like, come on. I'm hearing that. I got another guy that actually messaged me here. Let me see. I could read this on air. It's rather amazing. And by the way, the Republican silence on this is just terrible. This is one of our friends here. Just saw 2,000 Mules. You did great. Holy swear word. Charlie, we are in a banana republic headed to outright tyranny. We have work to do. That's how powerful the film is. and the media doesn't know how to even smear it. Their typical kind of ways to do it, this again, Associated Press, written by this teenager, Allie Swenson, is just pathetic. She doesn't know what she's doing. But they're trying to defeat this on the fringes. But just wait, we got to start to get lawmakers talking about this too. Lawmakers and governors. Now, of course, none of the mules that we know have been arrested yet because it takes the will to actually do it. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six pieces of towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-875-0425 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Again, that is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. My friend Mike Lindell has this offer coming. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. Again, you'll also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So check it out right now, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So this whole conversation of 2,000 mules, it actually falls under this new Ministry of Truth, because if Nina Jankowicz, the, let's say, unqualified, I'll be nice today, I'm feeling nice today, person who's running the disinformation board for the Department of Homeland Security, who's a law enforcement officer, she wouldn't like any of this conversation around 2,000 mules. Now, mind you, the way that the Associated Press wrote the article about 2,000 mules was about this was a disinformation check. What's the penalty if you break the disinformation, the misinformation? So there's dis and misinformation. I'm not really sure the difference. I think misinformation is spreading things that you might not think are true. This disinformation is spreading things that are outly untrue or just kind of state actors. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Disinformation implies it's international, I suppose. But now we have our new Ministry of Truth run by Nina Jankowicz. Senator Rand Paul grilled Alejandro Mayorkas. God bless Rand Paul. He's such a great senator. He said, quote, I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think the American people are so stupid they need to tell you what the truth is? Play cut 60.
Think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want your guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is.
That's exactly right. You cannot trust the government when it comes to the Steele dossier, let alone we're supposed to trust what they're kind of, oh, and by the way, they lied about the 50 intelligence experts with a laptop with Hunter Biden. So why should we trust them when it comes to 2,000 mules? Well, Nina Jankowicz, who runs the Ministry of Truth now, is previously said she didn't think the executive branch had the power to determine what is fake news. Play cut 19.
Imagine that, you know, with President Trump right now calling all of these news organizations that have inconvenient for him stories that they're getting out there, that he's calling fake news, and now lashing out at platforms. I would never want to see our executive branch have that sort of power.
But this whole conversation around 2,000 mules is really interesting. And I just want to kind of close this hour on this, which is that they're only going to increase the intensity of trying to smear and slander this movie. I would never want to see the executive branch have that sort of power, unless it's me. Of course, that is the ultimate reveal of a totalitarian. And you see this with these college campus activists all the time. When I go to Berkeley, when I go to Boulder, yeah, they hate power. They hate authoritarianism, unless it's them on the throne. If they're on the throne, they could trust themselves, obviously, because they would be a benevolent king. But everyone else, they would be awful. You see, if Nina Jankowicz is the one that has the power, then we obviously it's okay because it's her. But other people having power, this is why the founding fathers were just so incredible. They were like, yeah, everyone thinks they would make a great ruler. Let's check and balance that power. Let's separate that power. Let's make it so that Nina Jankowicz isn't able to spy on our conversations. The Constitution of the United States was written explicitly to prevent people like Nina Jankowicz from having too much political power. People exactly like her. I don't know what someone like Nina Jankowicz would have been like in the 1770s, but I guarantee they would have been pro-King George. Check out 2000 Mules, everybody. That's the number 2000mules.com. It's your patriotic duty to watch this movie. I think you'll love it. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.